Yo.
You are now locked in.
Yo, I'm about to shut it down.
You are locked in
to Canada's number one.
You know what it is?
Number one. Urban Talk Mix Show.
We about to get this popping right now.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
With your hosts.
Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Nifty and KC.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Let's get it popping.
Yeah, Boogie! Double B in the building. Energy. Yeah. The king of suffering violence. For the violence, take it by force. Yeah. Devil be behind me, world be behind me, blessings all around me, checkmate enemy, you might as well crown me, serve the king of kings, load of all lords, dare I say it, go to Volcoms, no comparison, soldiers in your garrison, pulling like the jerseyness, call us Richard Jefferson, warmed up and dangerous, we cannot hang with us, words are our weapon, jump me like a blunderbuss. Yeah. We run this. We tell the devil again. We, yeah. Wow. Bow. Yeah. Let's go. Speed it up. Yeah. Devil the monster, do the monster do. Hanging out with his monster crew. But we terminators, exterminators. Nickname that Jesus crew. Gonna pack. Fully Johnny Mac. Rapping on the track. Cross on my back. Never looking back. And I'm gonna go. Increase from the seas. I soak. Got my helmet, my buckler, and my shield. Sword in my hand. Double-edged steel. See, we ready for war. Ready for more. Gotta get this world safe. Open the floodgates. Hell, but I prepare for the hell that we race. See, we destroy things. Everything with our race. Time to be the head and not the tail. Time to be the leader and blaze the trail. Crazy than life. That's the deal. What you got here, you'll never fail.
Yes, man, welcome to the Nifty Christian Radio Show here at NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that, 4 minutes after the hour, and we run this. What?
Yes.
What?
Yo, we do.
Boogie B is in the building, baby, man. That track.
Very nice.
Is crazy. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my man Boogie B for
the young man.
Together.
The young man has an ear for
man,
good music.
That is a banger right there, man. Boogie B in the building. We got to get him on the show just now, man.
We will.
Very impressive, my man. Very, very impressive.
Thank you for representing Toronto, Boogie.
Yes. Miss K Sizzle, how are you, ma'am?
I am well. And how are you?
I am doing excellent, as per usual.
Yes,
as per usual. Today we got such an amazing packed show today. We got some callers for the Hate of the Rated segment, and of course a new joint that we're going to be debuting again for the Hate of the Rated.
Mm-hmm.
Today we'll be talking about you know, women who hyphenate their names.
Hyphenating. After marriage.
That's quite interesting, yes. You know. I got some opinions on that one.
Going to be an interesting discussion.
And we're also going to take a caller from last week who had a comment on missionary dating. Mm-hmm. He was actually a product of it, so kind of interested to just hearing his perspective and, you know, how it worked out for him and, you know, the background story, so on and so forth. But in news today, though, shout out my man, it's never heard. I saw this video on his page.
Yes, this time Nifty was the one who actually found a good news story,
an interesting news story. This time, baby.
He found our topic of daily discussion.
And it was a church service that was going on. And it was being done by Pastor E. Dewey Smith, was it right? E. Dewey Smith?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor E. Dewey Smith. I forgot the name of his church, but now, keep in mind, we don't know the full story, and we might be taking this out of context, but there's a 10-minute video. I'm going to post it on niftychristian.com, so make sure you log on to go and check it. There's a video of a church service, and he's basically reminiscing about the hits that he would jam to when he was in his younger days.
Yes, these back in the day, and it was like Motown type.
It was crazy. So, one of the joints he played was Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. No, it was Beat It. And the whole church, this is during church service, morning church service, the whole congregation gets up and starts jamming. Like, it was like they were in a club. Like, if you took away the background walls of a church and put a club.
It would be no difference. It was a club. And before that, he had been playing an old Motown song. Is it The Temptations? Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Yeah.
And you should have seen these grown people
dancing together,
jumping and getting up out of their seats. And you would not believe. And then when he put on the Michael Jackson, at the end of it, he goes, "We give all honor and glory to the King of Pop." Like,
yeah, like he was giving honor to.
Whose house was this?
It was crazy.
I was so confused and shocked because it got worse.
So, yeah, and
it got worse.
Then he played hip hop, like secular hip hop. And, like,
he had, there were kids.
Yeah,
he had the kids out there, and they were all dancing. Now, we're not saying that we have anything against the music. It's where the music was played.
That's not the place for it, man.
And there's a place for everything. And the behavior that it encouraged, it did not look like it was God's house. It looked as though it was a club.
We were going through a few of the comments on the YouTube and seeing if anybody from the church service was on there.
Yeah, because we wanted an explanation for it.
I really want to know the context. I didn't get a clear one from the comments that I went through. I wasn't able to see a context. One of the things that he did say in the clip was, you better not complain that it's, what do you say?
Secular.
Because if you go home and watch TV, then that's no different.
Yeah.
If you go and drive your car
if you have a problem with secular stuff. Don't watch TV. Don't do any of that stuff.
No.
If your issue is dealing with secular stuff.
I understand what he's saying, but not in church, dog.
Not in church.
People go there to connect with God.
To disconnect from the world.
Life, and
disconnect
just,
from the secular.
You're just bringing them right back to the old ways.
You brought it right into the church. Like, right to our doorstep.
The question that I would ask him, especially for the kids who are playing hip hop, is if these kids went to a club, a secular club, what would be the problem? Like, how do you stop a kid now from going to a mainstream club after you've done that? There's no argument left.
There's no...
You know what I mean?
The example that was being set was just one of... It was deplorable. When you find that there are, you know, non-Christians out there who look at the church and they criticize us and they say, oh, you know, there's so much hypocrisy in the church. And what do you guys know about anything? You guys are one way in the church and another way behind closed doors.
Yeah.
This sort of thing, this particular video, is giving them ammunition.
It just instigates it, man. It's crazy.
I felt ashamed. I really did feel ashamed for them. I felt bad watching the video. I would never dream of doing anything like that myself in church. It's amazing that a pastor would be playing this music for his congregation.
I mean, the pastor playing it is one thing, but for the whole congregation
to be enjoying
it, to get
it
up out of their seats, people on the pulpit, people at the altar, jamming. Like when I say jamming, like jamming.
Yeah.
And people running up out of the seats, running to the front to like do these, you know, these new dances. It's insane, man. And you know, I really, if I am taking this out of context, please give me a call. 1-877-44-NIFTY. I really would like to know.
We just want the background information.
What was the context behind it? Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm ignorant.
I certainly feel as if I'm missing something because I really don't understand. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. I'm just shocked. I don't care. Like, I don't care what explanation anybody could come up with.
Oh,
it still doesn't look as though it's the right place for that.
I don't know, man. Listen, I'm gonna post a video on NiftyChristian.com, and for the people who download it on the Holy Culture, if you go to the Holy Culture Blogspot page, I'll have the video there as well.
Yeah, there was one person on YouTube
who had posted.
Yeah, there was one person on YouTube who had posted saying she was a member of the church and that they have this sort of thing every year as part of their
anniversary,
church anniversary.
Yeah.
And she's saying that, you know, if you hadn't been there, then you really have no business talking. But she didn't explain what the purpose was, where God came into all of that, because these people were out in the aisles. There was someone on the pulpit, hands in the air, shuffling up there, doing whatever they wanted
to do. Shaking their tushies, yeah.
It was crazy.
Man, please enlighten me, man. 1-877-44-NIFTY. If you were there, or if you know the full story, or if you know what the message was for that particular service, I would love to know.
I would justify people behaving in the way that they did.
Yeah.
Please be sure to let us know that part of the equation as well, because
man,
even if he were conducting some sort of survey of music, people should be sitting obediently in their seats, because it's questionable as it is to just have Michael Jackson come on in the middle of church service.
Yeah, it's very questionable. And then to give him, you know, honor in the church.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
I actually just came from a video shoot with Spoken. My man Spoken was
doing a video shoot
for his track called I'm Gone.
How was that?
And I want to give a big, big shout out to him, man. It looks like it's going to be very, very well done. The lights there were extremely hot. He had a lot of lighting, which is good. You know, I think it's going to be very clean. Clean thing, but I was there and a lot of lights, man. I was sweating just from standing there. But you know, it's a breakup track for between him and the world, and him and a girl who depicts the world as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the concept seems like it's going to be pretty well executed, and lights were just hot.
It's all Nifty remembers. It was hot.
It was hot in there, man. But big shout out to my man Spoken. Coming up next, man, we're going to play a track by my man Nehemiah Flow. It's called Hello. Very, very big track. And after that, we're going to get into a call. And then, of course, today's discussion is should women hyphenate their names? Does it mean something, good or bad, if they do? Hit us up, man. 1-877-44-NIFTY. We'll catch y'all on the flip side. Keep it locked.
Hit you off
with the newest homie hip hop
and R&B music first.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Nehemiah Flow. Welcome.
I used to be a cocky dude, far from the truth. They never ever thought I'd be spitting these bars at you. I never ever thought you would listen with gratitude. Attitude was so fly, thought I was so high. Hit you, shit I sneezed and fell many times, man. I buckled up my knees, they said that I was done. They felt I couldn't breathe, but I don't understand what they be hating on me. Yeah, still love you. That's what my mama taught me. Salvation, that's what my daddy brought me. Moving like a chariot, felt back classic. Got a new status, back fantastic. So here we go again. Fresher than a new haircut, I can't pretend. Parlez vous français? Bonjour, je m'appelle Nehemiah Flow. I just wanna say hello, hello. I just wanna say, I just gotta be the one to say today. Hello, hello. Yeah, hello, it's me. I be the MC, Nehemiah Flow. I'm Nehemiah Flow. Whatever you wanna call me, I'm just saying hello, hello. It's
smear my flow. And I just wanna say, I just wanna say hello. It's things together like brick and mortar. Gotta build an all-star team, fourth quarter. Yeah, community, hello, community initiatives. Hello, let's not forget it's all about the kids. First class flow with me and it's inauguration. Picture perfect, picture how long I've been waiting. I love the music, love the game, love the hot weather. I love vanilla ice cream, I love getting better. I like to read books, I love to use my checkbook to donate and be a blessing to the next one. I love to write hooks, any suggestions? Send me a text message, gotta write the best ones. So let's do this, change your life music. Can I get a drum roll? Hit the snare, homie. Moving forward like a track meet, stay up in my lane in the game like a professional athlete. Hello, I just wanna say, I just gotta be the one to say today. Hello, hello, yeah, hello, it's me. I be the MC, me and my flea, and me and my flow. Whatever you wanna call me, I'm just saying hello, hello. It's me and my flow, and I just wanna say, I just wanna say hello. Cause every day we getting older, gotta get your life in order. But before this game is over, I move like a soldier. Yes sir, over and out. Roger that man, moving forward, no doubt. So many lessons to be learned, like which show turning. Opposites attract like magnets. Principal tactics applied like target practice. Can't fool me, no actress. I got this, invading territory. Gotta write a brand new story. Iron sharpens iron, homie, stay away from being lonely. We can change the world if only we cared about each other. Show that everything will be alright. Alright, that's what it is. And I ain't holding back, about to take it to the rim. So I'm moving on with no apology. And if I'm stepping on your toes, I ain't even trying to say sorry. Hello, I just wanna say, I just gotta be the one to say today. Hello, hello, yeah, hello, it's me. I be the MC, me and my flea, me and my flow. Whatever you wanna call me, I'm just saying hello, hello. It's me and my flow, and I just wanna say, I just wanna say hello.
Seventeen minutes after the hour, man. Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and joining us today, man.
Yes.
You know, I gotta apologize for the break last week. You know, we had some stuff going on, which I'll let you know of. I'll let you know very soon because we're working on something very, very nice and very, you know, something cool for the Christmas season. So
okay.
I'll keep y'all posted with that. Yeah, man. If you just wanna let's get into this today's discussion.
Well, I'll
hyphenating names.
Yeah, I'll introduce it in that it came about because of a disagreement that I had with my mother.
Your mama.
Of all people. Now, she has never really liked the fact that I took my husband's last name. And when I say took his last name, I mean took it completely. I dropped my maiden name and I took his last name. I didn't hyphenate. I wanted to completely be one with him, so I became his wife and I took his last name. We became true family. And my mother never really liked that. And the funny thing is, my mom took my dad's last name. She has dropped hers. She dropped hers as well. But her issue was saying that I should have maintained my independence and hyphenated, and that I was being really old-fashioned by changing my name completely.
So, like, did you ask her why she didn't do the same thing with her
last name? Yeah, I did. And, well, the thing is, my mother, her background is that she was raised by grandparents. And she carries her grandparents' last name for some reason. Well, she carried it as a maiden name. And she never really felt as though that name belonged to her. So her reasoning was, because she felt that way, she was only too happy to drop it and take my dad's name, because it made her feel as though, you know, she really had something that was hers now.
Yeah.
But she says, looking back, she wishes that she would have kept both names. Now, it was a little hard for me because I was getting annoyed.
It's never too late to change. Like, you can still...
Still what?
She could still hyphenate right now.
She could still hyphenate, you know, after 30 plus years of marriage. Yeah, sure, if it means that much to
she
you.
She feels that strongly about the point.
But I just felt it was so, it was just so aggravating because the way I see it is that I've lost nothing of my independence. I've lost nothing of myself by changing my name. The way I feel is that when I agreed to get married, I agreed to start a life with someone, a new life, to share a new life with someone, and to build generations with this person. So in doing so, I had to join the team.
I have a very strong opinion about this. It's not biblical. It's just my personal conviction. So please don't think I'm preaching this to like everybody. I mean, and everybody listen, don't think this is what I'm telling you that you have to do. This is Nifty's personal opinion.
All right.
It does not reflect those of the staff at niftychristian.com.
let me just
put my disclaimer out there. But I would not marry a woman who would hyphenate their name. That's a discussion that I had with my wife before. I mean, obviously, I didn't tell her this at the time, but you know, the moment I hear that somebody wants to hyphenate their name, to me, that's a red flag. And to me, I would have stepped away.
Yeah.
And the reason being is, again, my opinion, I believe those who want to hyphenate their name and keep a part of their identity are more selfish than those who do not want to drop their full name. They're more independent. These are women who have their own careers, which is cool. Being independent is cool, but wanting to keep yourself, your name, a part of that, I don't know, it didn't sit right with me. It's almost like you're not proud to be with me fully. Like you still wanna maintain a piece of you, and you don't wanna be fully proud of being with me. And I kind of see like a selfish connotation to it. And I kind of like, I make the dash. I would have made a dash just based on someone.
So if she put a dash between your two names, you're just flat out making a dash. You're getting out.
I mean, obviously, I mean, if I'm married and then she wants to do it after, I'm not going to like leave. Now, I understand. I mean, if she's in showbiz or if she's in a profession where her name is like almost like her branding, like like there's a brand to her name,
right?
Then I understand that. I mean, I'm not going to knock that. But if she's just like corporate or whatever, or just a straight business lady, and there isn't a particular brand associated with her name, then drop it. And my idea is this: if you want to be independent and maintain that part of you, then marriage should not be on your books or horizon. I think marriage is union, and right? So I mean, if you want to be independent, then be independent and don't get married.
Yeah.
That's my thing. If you want to be independent, be independent. But don't try and mix the two and mix and mingle the two. That's where I take issue with it.
Yeah, that's about right. Because the thing is, where my mother sees it as independence, I see it as holding oneself apart. So it's almost, it's two sides of the same coin, but I see the negative side of it. I see myself as withholding a part of who I am and a part of what I want to do and in terms of my life and who I am. I'm withholding a part of myself from my husband, and I don't think that's fair. Whereas independence, I think I can still do all the things that I needed to do and, you know, and act the way I used to act. I'm still who I am. I'm still who I was. My personality has not changed. The only thing that's changed is my name. So I just think it's really, really strange that there's this, well, my name was good enough to, you know, to carry with me all through life. Why should I just lose it now? And what's the big deal? I should be able to maintain my independence.
Well, maintain your independence and don't get married. We ran a survey, actually, on Facebook. Shout out to all the people on Facebook. And I think one guy, I think Illusionist, he laid it out. He made such a great analogy that I agree with 200%. I'm hoping I can word this right. But I believe what he said was, a woman who doesn't want to take a man's name is almost like a man who doesn't want to give a woman a wedding ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's that.
Men feel this way about it. Like the way we feel about a guy, if the guy cares enough, he would put a ring on it.
Yeah.
If we care enough, we'd take his name.
I've never, I've never had it articulated in such a beautiful way. It brought a tear to my eye.
I think if men felt that way and they articulated it that way, if they were vocal in that sense, they wouldn't come off as being sexist. Because another person that I did the same little survey on my profile as well, mm-hmm. and a guy pointed out that he felt that it had roots in possession, mm-hmm. where I guess the man wants to own the woman. He sees the woman as a possession of his.
And I agree and I disagree. I mean, again, let's take it back to the whole wedding ring example. A lot of men don't believe that the tangible ring is necessary to be married. Mm-hmm. It's a symbol, but that's all it is. It's just a symbol, and we do it because we love our wives. But it's not needed. And I think women like men to wear it because it shows a possession as well. Mm-hmm. Like that's my husband.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it works in the same way where a man, he wants a woman to take his last name. Yes, in a sense of possession, but in a proud sense, like you know when you buy like a brand new car, mm-hmm. you want to say, "Oh man, that's my car!" Like you're so proud of it. Like mm-hmm. that's my car. That's
right.
my car.
Right.
But it's not like I own this car. It's my slave or whatever. It's like that's mine. And I think the wife thing is like it's the same thing. Like that's my wife. You know, like I'm proud of her. That's my family. She's got my name. It's my blood. I'm proud of it. You know what I mean?
So how did you feel when your wife changed her name?
I felt good, man. Like it's funny. Like when my wife and I first got married, she used to say that she won, right? That was one thing that she would say, and I got it, but I didn't get it. And you know, I guess because of the whole like legal, you know, so on and so forth, it takes a while for documents to fully change over and what have you.
Yeah.
When I finally saw an email that she gave me that had my last name with her name, I felt good, man. Like, I think at that point, it really made the marriage more solid in my head. Mm-hmm. It just made it tangible now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was all good before. There was nothing wrong before. Like, we didn't have any problems or no arguments or anything like that.
Right.
But there was just something that felt different and felt better saying, yeah, you know what? Now this is real. Now this is legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gave that legitimacy to me.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, this is not something I'm going to try and preach on other people, but that's how I felt, man. I think that's how she felt, or I think that's how she feels when she sees me wearing my ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like if put it this way, if I leave the house and I forget my ring, I gotta go back home and get it.
Wow.
She wants me wearing that ring, and I don't mind wearing it. I'm cool. But I mean, to me, it doesn't mean much to me. To me, our spiritual lives, our love, that's what matters. A ring is cool. If I lose a ring, our marriage is not gonna suffer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's like I felt that way. I'm like, okay, you know what? Now that she has my name, I can see how she feels about me wearing the ring. And because of that, I wear the ring more now because I know how she feels now.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know, before I just understood logically, now I can empathize.
Oh, that's so sweet, Nifty. That's so sweet.
But not everybody shared the same view.
Though. That's true. Not everyone feels the same way. I mean, some people are saying a name is just a name. And if we're going to talk about that, then why don't men take their wives' names instead of women taking their husbands' names? Now, I noticed an interesting response on your profile where one guy goes, "No, I'm her covering." It should not be the other way around.
Yeah,
she takes my name and not the other way around because I'm her covering.
I didn't quite get it. Like, I think I knew where he was going, but because I went back and I asked him if she made more money, if he'd be okay with that. Because mm-hmm. I'm thinking, okay, the name is a physical thing, so the money's also a physical thing as well. If she makes more money, then wouldn't that mean that she's kind of covering you, in a sense?
Yeah. At least I think so.
And he didn't agree with that. He said, you know, it's biblical, so on and so forth. I mean, I do believe there should be one name. Either the man takes the woman's or the woman takes the man's.
Yeah, but come on, let's be real here. 99% of men would not be taking their wives' names. It's just not done. Why? They couldn't tell you why, other than the fact that I'm not a woman.
Well, you know, a lot
I'm not wearing a skirt.
It's cultural, though, because I think we had one lady on there, in her culture, it's customary. I think even Greg, too, like our favorite caller, his wife is Puerto Rican. And I believe in their culture, it's customary to hyphenate names
they
to show where they're coming from and where they are right now. And I think if that's your culture, I think that's cool. I think in a case like that, I can't really take issue because that is the customary thing of your culture. It's not showing an independent mindset. It's not showing a selfish mindset. You're actually embracing what your culture stipulates.
But as you said that, I thought of a lady who responded and talked about, she's from Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And how in Quebec, they're not allowed to take their husband's names at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even hyphenate, you just can't.
Yeah, but here's the reason why though, which she mentioned, in Quebec, the divorce rate is 50%.
50%.
Now, for those who don't know about Quebec is like, it's a province of Canada. It's almost like a state.
But they want to be their own country.
But for Canada. But Quebec wants to be its own country.
They tried, actually, and got turned down.
They actually tried to be their own country because they speak French. Their first language
is French,
and the rest of Canada is English. So picture, like, the state of New York trying to be its own country, right?
Yeah.
That's basically what happened up here in Canada. And the divorce rate is 50% in Quebec. And the lady mentioned that a lot of it is because of independent mindset.
Mindset.
The same thing that
mindset.
I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what it traces back to.
There's an independent mindset. And I'll go back to this, man. If you want to have an independent mindset, then marriage is not for you.
Yep.
That you should not be venturing down the road of marriage if you want to be independent. I'm all for women being independent. Do
Date,
your thing.
Have a boyfriend.
Make your money. But marriage is about becoming one, leaving and cleaving.
Exactly.
And if that ain't you, man, then, you know, move to Quebec.
And if you actually were talking to me about the leaving and cleaving thing, you said you were speaking to your father-in-law, and you guys were discussing something very profound about the leaving and cleaving.
Yeah, it was crazy. I love my father-in-law, man. He's such a wise dude. We had a great conversation a couple weeks ago, and the Bible says that one should leave their parents and cleave to the wife. And if you think about what that implies, the implications of that scripture is basically that one of the strongest, long-lasting relationships that you build throughout your life is that with your mother, or, you know, father too. But let's just say mother, just for argument's sake.
Yep.
You build such a strong connection with your mother.
Most men have strong bonds with their mothers.
Very strong bonds with your mother. I mean, over years and years and years, there was a relationship. I mean, you basically learned how to deal with a woman.
She was the first woman in your life.
Right, from how you interact with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And there is such a strong relationship, a strong presence right there. And the Bible says to leave that and build a stronger relationship with your wife. Now, if you think about what that implies, man, like, you basically have to, almost in a sense, replace that strong relationship that you had with your mother and now make that with your wife because you're going
to
live for a longer time with your wife going into the future and build a family and shape society in some shape or form with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And what that scripture implies is huge. It really implies a huge relationship and a huge connection with this person. Now, most people don't want to hyphenate names from their mother. They take what's there. You know what I mean? It's
exactly.
My mom. You just, you know, whatever she gives you, you take because that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be independent. You're dependent on your mother.
Yeah.
And marriage, it boils down to the same thing. There is this dependence on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sticking that hyphen there shows that you want to be independent
of
your spouse.
That hyphen is a barrier between the two of you. That
I
hyphen
think so,
in between
man.
Your names, picture a barrier between the both of you. The word cleave is something that when you really figure out the definition of the word cleave,
mm-hmm.
it means attach. It almost means fuse yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
To that other person.
Yeah.
Become as one.
Yeah.
Where you get to a point where you can't tell where they end and you begin.
Yeah.
You must be one person. You have to sever a relationship or a tie. Not completely, of course, to the point where, like, you're not speaking to your mother. We're not talking about that in a literal sense. But cutting the apron strings and separating yourself from your mother, as in the first person I've ever loved,
mm-hmm.
and the the biggest thing in my life. Uh-huh. You're being asked to separate yourself from that uh-huh. and attach yourself to someone new.
And create a stronger bond.
Now you see the importance that this person must have in your life.
You got to create a stronger bond with this new person. The bond, it has to be extremely strong. Because, I mean, most dudes live with their mom for, what, 20, 24 years?
Yeah.
You know, and marriage is supposed to last, what, 50 plus years, man?
As long as you live, marriage is supposed to last.
It's supposed to almost double, triple the time that you spent with your mom. So that's how important this is. And that independence, man, like, it shouldn't be two separate entities under one roof. It should be one entity.
Mm-hmm.
There should be one mindset in that roof.
I've always heard my father describe my mother, the way he sees her, as a part of him. Meaning, and he said this, that he would no more leave her than he would cut off his arm.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how he feels. Like, to walk away from her would be to cut off a part of his body.
That's
physically.
That's how it should be, man. That's how it should be. Like, he's got it right. He's got it right. And I wish more people had that mentality where, like, if you leave this your husband or your wife, that's like cutting off your fingers, man. It's tough. Like, you know what I mean? It should be that close knit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But listen, man, we gotta take a break, man. We've been rambling for a minute on this one. 1-877-44-NIFTY is the studio line. Hit us up if you got some additional comments that you wanna add to that. Coming up next, man. Who's the next guy I was gonna play?
Uh-oh, you forgot.
I forgot the next person I was gonna play. You know what? On that note, we'll take a break.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do.
Yeah, we'll take a break. What I want
to
do is I'm
going to
play a call. I'm going to play a phone call from a man out in South Carolina whose home is in Miami. And we'll get to that comment, and then we'll be right back. And then soon after that, hate it or rate it, baby. Keep it locked.
Warning.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? My name is Jason. I'm from Miami. I live over at South Carolina right now, but Miami is my home. I'm calling in response to the podcast about missionary dating. Although I agree with you guys pretty much 100%, if my daughter was in that situation, I would probably give her the same advice. But I am a product of missionary dating. My wife, at the time, my girlfriend, she was a born-again believer, just recently born-again believer. And, you know, she really, you know, digged my style and whatnot. Now, all jokes aside, she really liked me, and I dug her. And, you know, she was different and all that. And we had talks about God and stuff like that. And, you know, I shared, you know, with her my views. You know, I really didn't understand God. I really didn't think that it made, you know, too much sense. She was the first one that didn't come up with a BS answer when I had questions. Whereas the other Christians that I have encountered at that time will over-spiritualize the answers, or they'll just be like indignant. And even though they were kind of right that, you know, God is still God, really never convinced me in an intellectual sense. And my wife was the first one to say, you know, baby, you got a real good question. I really don't know what that answer is, but I know that God has that answer. And I know that he'll reveal it to you if you ask him. You know, and that just blew my mind away to actually see a person who lives by the faith that they profess, instead of you being just like me, but then have the God tag on you. So it came to be that when I was a senior, she was a freshman. In high school, and I was going to graduate and leave and never see her again because she lived in a different part of a different county. And I had told her that, you know, since I really wanted to keep this relationship, that if I knew that it was humanly impossible for me to see her, I didn't have a car, she didn't have a car, my parents never let me do anything. So I told her that if for whatever reason we're able to continue this relationship past, you know, this year, and that we can continue to grow and see each other somehow, some way, that I'll definitely give God a shot, because there was no other way but for God to do it. And, you know, he showed up, man. He blew my mind away with my parents allowing me to go spend the night over my girlfriend's house, where I never was able to spend the night at my dude's house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even go to my friend's house and spend the night. And, you know, and that's what started it. But long story short, I had asked her, like, you know, later on, I was like, you know, if I never became a Christian, would you have stayed with me? And she said, as hard as it would be for me to leave you, I would leave you.
Yeah, what up, Jason, man? Thank you so much for the call, homie.
Thank you for that. It really, really was an eye-opener.
Yeah, yeah, man. That was a very cool perspective, man.
And I like that that phrase that he used, you instead of you being just like me, except with a God tag on you.
God tag, yeah. I like that. I like that.
I really like that. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing that story.
Really, really appreciate that, man. You sharing that with us. That was amazing, bro. Honestly, man, that's an amazing testimony.
It really is.
And it really is a testament to what God can do if one is willing to give mm-hmm. God a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And
kudos to the wife there.
Yeah,
thumbs
for holding
up
her
to
ground.
Ms. Thing for standing her ground.
Shout out to Mrs. Jason for holding her ground, baby.
If you must come to me, you have to go to the Father first.
Yeah.
That's some guts, and that takes a lot of strength, because I know of some people who are in similar situations, mm-hmm. similar relationships, but the person who's the Christian is starting to bend.
Exactly, and that's what, you know, our advice last week was based on that. You know, the lady who wrote us last week on that podcast, her man was not bending. Her man was mm-hmm. not willing to give God a shot.
And she sounded as though she might be willing to bend.
Yeah, and you know, I think the main difference with our man Jason was that he was willing to give God a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what separates you from a lot of other people is the fact that, you know, your wife or your girlfriend at the time really said some powerful words to you, and you were able to just act in faith and give God a shot, and you see how God he showed up, man.
Yeah.
And he did his thing. What an amazing testimony, man. I really
God
like
rewards
that.
The faithful,
I really
doesn't
like
he?
That.
He rewards the faithful, because it would be very hard to walk away.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She was willing and ready to do that if need be.
Yeah. So very, very powerful, man. Once again, man, I appreciate the call. Tell your wife we said what up here at the Nifty Christian Radio Show, man.
And please call again. Be sure to give us a call and share your thoughts. Give us your insights. Please, we love to hear from you.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Definitely. So coming up next, man, we are going to discuss the Hated or Rated MC Nemesis. For those who missed it, last week we played a track by a dude's named MC Nemesis. Pastor
Eddie Long.
He's actually a pastor himself,
okay.
as well. But he did a diss track to Pastor
yes,
Eddie Long.
He did. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Pastor Eddie.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is a pastor.
He's also a pastor as well. We got a lot of calls and a lot of comments on this first Hated or Rated.
Uh-huh.
So let's get into a couple calls right now. And see what the people had to say about last week's Hated or Rated, which was MC Nemesis called Monster. If you missed it, just log on to niftychristian.com or holyculture.net and look up the Nifty Christian podcast under the Missionary Dating title to check out the Hated or Rated, which was MC Nemesis called Monster. But let's get into a couple calls right now and see what people had to say about it. All right.
Hey, what's good, everyone? Praise the Lord. Nifty, praise the Lord. Casey, praise the Lord, DJ Versatile. This is Greg, truck driver out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. I just got to listen to the podcast about missionary dating and wanted to comment on the Hated or Rated Bishop A. Long diss. I'm going to say hated, and I really don't mean that as far as in the context of actual hate. It's really, I don't like the track, and it's not because of the beat. And really, it's not because of the lyrics, per se. I think whoever the brother is very talented. And I don't think anything that he said was very insulting. It's a principle behind the song that I don't agree with. And it's just, you know, it's just my conviction. Remember King Saul and how he wanted to kill David. But David just wouldn't put his hands on him because Saul was still God's anointed. And I've been taught, and I just believe that anytime a person is in a position of a pastorship, we just, that make up that word, pastorship. Anytime a person is in a position of a pastor, no matter the evil deeds that this individual may do, they are still God's anointed and God's chosen one. and it doesn't justify what they do. It's just, I just have to have the attitude and mentality that I have to let God deal with this. And I reserve my opinion, especially for those in this position. You know, it doesn't mean I don't have an opinion. I just choose not to express it publicly because, again, no matter what, this is still God's chosen. I hope that makes sense. Again, great, wonderful show. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you do. Love y'all. Peace.
Yo, Nifty. It's me again, Jason from Miami. That lives in South Carolina. Anyway, back to the Hate It and Rate It. I heard the song. And it is a tough one. But overall, if you're asking, you know, Hate It or Rate It for it to be played on air, I would have to say Hate It. And this is the reason why. Although maybe he's saying 100% truth. Maybe he's saying it because of experience. Not that I'm knocking what he's saying, not what I'm, you know, I'm not knocking that he feels that way or that he wants to express his, that way and express himself that way. I ultimately believe that Christian music should edify and build. And although there are parts of the Christian life in which we need to expose, I don't think that we're supposed to expose indefinitely for the years to come on something that happened, you know, at a certain time. So from that perspective, for radio play, you know, for like, you know, right now, yeah, I play it or whatever, but like 2 years from now, as an oldies track, you know, going way back to the flashback, no, don't play that one. Anyway, other than that, from an artistic point of view, because I make beats, from an artistic point of view, I like the beat. It's simple enough to where you are concentrating more on the lyrics than you are on the beat, but the beat is a good compliment. And you know what? He tore it up. I mean, you could tell that he has passion. You could tell him that he got some angst in him. You know, he's getting into it, and he has a good point. You know, and if that's the case, and that's what's going on, you know, then rightfully so, he said it right. You know, he said it the right way. So I would rate it at that point, you know, at a scale of 1 through 5, 1 being garbage and 5 being fire. I'll probably give that one, because of the actual topic and the issue and how he presented it, I'll probably give that like a 3.8, because it was pretty good, and it was passionate, and you know, he delivered it very well. That's my 2 cents, dog. Peace out, love y'all show, and I forgot the lady's name that you do the show with. I am so sorry, but I want to say hi to you too. I'm not trying to be disrespectful and just talk to him. Alright, peace.
Yeah, man. Our homies, Greg and Jason. My favorite caller, my man Greg. And
yes, and Jason, even though you forgot my name, Casey still loves you. I forgive you.
You know what? That seems to be the consensus.
What?
For all the comments that we got and all the calls that we got, pretty much are along those same lines. Where,
regarding Monster? Regarding the track?
Yeah, they like the sonic... They like how it sounds sonically speaking. They like the, you know, his cadence. I don't think there's a problem with the song per se on a musical level.
Mm-hmm.
The problem in almost all the comments we've got was mainly on the principle of what he was doing as opposed to the actual sound of the track itself. I think most people agree that the track sounds pretty dope.
Yeah,
but most people also agree
that he doesn't win any awards for attacking a servant of God.
Yeah, and most people agree that he shouldn't have gone there.
That was a bit of a low blow.
So,
right there.
So for that reason alone, it's going to go into the hated category. But at the same time, it was still a dope track. I think that's amazing. A lot of people, almost everyone who commented, who sent me emails, who sent comments on Facebook, who called in. So the track sounds good.
Well written.
Very well written track. And the cadence was on point. Just the principle, man. Just the principle behind it.
Perhaps you should rewrite it.
So that was MC Nemesis. You can Google him if you want to get more information on the dude. Coming up next for this week's Hate It or Rate It, we got a track by my man named King Poetic. And this one's called Do You Believe? So once again, the line is 1-877-44-NIFTY. We want to know, is it a hate it or is it a rated track?
And be sure to tell us why.
Please.
Okay?
Let us know why.
Constructive criticism, always.
1-877-44-NIFTY, hate it or rate it. This is King Poetic with Do You Believe?
to be light, and it was good. He just spoke it, and it was understood. He is the Word, one with his Father. His Spirit moved on the face of the waters. And that light he divided from the darkness. Day and night like the meek and the heartless. Yeah, and that was day one. And although it was perfect, his work just begun. Day two, call it the division. A firmament to separate the waters from the heavens. A place that we could look to him and pray. Thus ended the second day. Day three was for the land and the sea. Great nations would be born from its seed. Trees bearing fruit, perfect from the root. God spoke the word and the word was the truth. The fourth day was to give time and reason. Day and night, times and the seasons. Sun and moon, greater and the lesser light. He created them to separate the day and night. Day five, the oceans was alive. Whales of the sea, fishes swim free. Nothing to contaminate it, BP. Birds in the sky had life abundantly. Now on the sixth day, under the sun rays, God created all the animals we see today. Oh yeah, it was so perfect. Every single living thing had its own purpose. Let the earth bring forth every living thing. It was spoken and done by our Lord and King. And now the great physician had the universe stop and bear witness. From the dust, he blew his breath. He created man unto himself. The greatest masterpiece, so perfect. Love and kindness, his sole purpose. In 6 days, it was all said and done by the one we would later call the Son. In 6 days, it was all said and done by the one we would later call the Son. Do you believe?
Yes, 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 man. That was King Poetic with Do You Believe? Hit us up at 1-877-44-NIFTY for the hate or the rated. Let us know how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hate it? Do you rate it? Let us know why. Facebook.com/NiftyChristian is where you can find me as well. NiftyChristian.com and Nifty@NiftyChristian.com is my email. KC, K-A-Y, the letter C at NiftyChristian.com is how you can hit up KC.
Yes,
and let us know how you feel about it, man.
Yep.
We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Please.
We're looking forward to hearing from you. Coming up next, we actually got KC's Pick of the Week.
Yep, because we're actually wrapping up the show. Looking at the clock there.
Yeah.
Time is just about running out on us. So we're going to end with my Pick of the Week, which is a bit of a throwback. It's an oldie but a goodie. Sean Simmons, Soul Glow.
Let your soul glow.
Sorry, but I love this song. It is a bit of an unwinder. It is
let
so...
Let your soul glow.
It's just so smooth. So let's get into it without further ado.
Let your soul glow.
Come on, Nifty. Let's wrap up for the people. Wrap up for the people. Let them get...
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Do remember, hit up my man DJ Versatile at MySpace, DJ Versatile Hip Hop. He's coming up next with a spinoff, so please keep it locked and stay tuned for him because he's got a crazy spinoff that's about to come on right now. Remember to love all those around you, love the one above you. If you can do that, then you too can be a Nifty Christian.
See ya.
Peace.
Yo. Y'all remember that song, This Little Light of Mine? I know you do. But check it. Yo, this little light needs to be a big light. We're living in some serious times. And we let the distractions of this world blow our little light out. But I got something to say. Check it.
Despite certain situations, heartache and the aggravations, you gotta let it glow. You gotta let it glow. Despite folk getting on your nerves, despite the one way you know you turn. Gotta let it glow, gotta let it glow.
Just let your soul.
That die. We've got more heat coming your way. Coming your way.
We know you like the hip-hop music, but you also want the right message in the content.
Well, let me introduce some
and present to others
the digital music source
for hip-hop's next generation.
HolyCultureDownload.com.
The people's choice for Christian hip-hop and R&B. Bringing you all the flavors you need from the East,
the West,
the Midwest,
the Holy South,
and all around the globe.
The hip-hop culture's not going anywhere.
Arm yourself with music representing the kingdom.
HolyCultureDownload.com.
Here we go.
This is the spin-off.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Spin them tunes, homie.
Spin off
with the greatest DJ in the world.
Hold up.
DJ!
An insanely skilled tech destroyer.
Yeah. This is DJ Versatile.
In the mix.
Let's go.
Give up his life.
thin air, talking to a God that isn't there. If I had to sum it up, I'd say there ain't enough time in a day to tell you everything he's done. But I can tell you that there's only one way to get to where he is. One. Only one life to give. So I'ma do what I gotta do so I can be counted. Just one. Gave up his life for you and me. And then he was sacrificed to make us free. So no matter what you heard, when it's all said and done, there's only one. Under the sun, there's only one name that I call on only. But when I'm in trouble, I give the glory to one. There is no higher one that I love to worship. Above you, there is none. One way to get to where he is. One. Only one life to give. So I'ma do what I gotta do so I can be counted.
you don't know is when she get home and get behind closed doors, man, she hit the floor. And what you can't see is she on her knees. And if you ask her, she'll tell you.
Come on, people, can you clap your hands? All my singers say,
ooh.
them say, sing it with me.
That I'm living, I was hurting, but I'm happy again.
That's right.
You bring the sun.
Lord, I wanna thank you, cause
you bring the sun.
You bring it out, Jesus.
You bring the sun.
You and me, when I had nothing, you've been with me from beginning to end.
You bring the sun.
No clouds in the sky, that's the reason why.
I'm hey.
You bring the sun. I feel your sunlight.
Hardcore style.
Oh, you want me to
you know what I'm saying? Hit me with that.
Never been cute, never been fly. Since I've been changed, got that twinkle in my
by how they see me live. They're trying to get a house on MTV Cribs.
Hey, Frank.
So many times you can't count all the tears you cry. So now you try to hold it all in.
Truly loves you.
God loves you.
He promised.
I will never
party cracking.
You know how we do.
In the mix.
3, 2, 1, go.
DJ Versatile.